感谢各个小组为我们精心预备的圣诞礼物，让我们一同来到主的面前，献上我们的祷告感谢。主啊，我们满心赞美你，在圣诞来临之际，我们来到你宝座前向你献上感恩，也通过诗歌、音乐、诵读你的话语等等方式来颂赞称谢你。主，也求你将你的道指示我，以你的真理引导我，让我们的信心不致软弱，让我们的脚步不致疲乏。也求主将圣灵充满我们，洁净我们，好叫我们知道圣诞真正的意义，也使我们能够在主里享受真正的平安。我们这样祷告祈求，是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Let's pray. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this time when we can all be together and celebrate our Savior and your love for us. Help us to share the light, hope, and gift of Jesus to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
下面请听神的话语，以赛亚书九章第二节。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。约翰一书二章七到十一节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令，这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半跌的缘由。唯独恨弟兄的，是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. 1 John chapter 2 verse 7 to 11 Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had this since the beginning.This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I'm writing you a new command. This truth is seen in him and in you. Because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brothers and sisters live in the light and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister in the darkness and walks around in the darkness,They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them.
下面请 Peter 传道分享耶稣是真光。
The sermon of Pastor Peter's preached today is Jesus is the true light of the world.
谢谢你。Christina, are you very tired standing the whole time? Do you want to have a seat? Oh, you're not. Where's my translator? No translator. Oh, good. Okay, good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. We pray that you will help us to understand your word. May your grace help us, especially this Christmas time, to remember Jesus.To remember what he has done and to remember what he means to us today. Grant us your grace, for we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's great to have Christmas. We come together, we celebrate, and we have friends that we can invite and share the good news of Jesus Christ.And when it comes to Christmas, we oftentimes quote Isaiah chapter 9, isn't it? The people have seen a great light. And the concept of light is very important to every culture, not just to the Christians. the Jews celebrate Hanukkah around this time because it was the triumph of good over evil. The Hindus celebrate Diwali, which is one of the gods have triumphed over the god of darkness, and they celebrate by lighting candles. And even the ancient Greek gods, they celebrate the lighting given to man by this story of the story of Prometheus, who stole the fire from the gods and gave it to man, and for that he was punished eternally. So light is very important to us, for without light we cannot see and we cannot do things that we should. But when it comes to light for Christians, what does it mean? The people have seen a great light, the Bible says. Obviously, this light is more than just a flashlight shining in your face. This is a special light given to all the world. The prophet Isaiah lived about 700 years before Jesus, and he prophesied that this great light would shine on the people. It would dispel or get rid of the shadow of darkness. And while the Jews expected this great light, they didn't understand what it would become. As someone mentioned earlier, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. This was the light that was revealed to us. Because this is a special light. This is a light that came in the form of a man. No other religion has said that this light will become a man. He would free us from our sins. He would free us from all the guilt that we have in life. He would make us into a new creation. And we celebrate his birth every year. Next Saturday, we are going to have a Christmas lunch at our English service. And we're going to invite friends to come and join me. And of course, many times during Christmas, we would say this verse from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world. You would know this verse, wouldn't you? That he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And we quote this verse often. We memorize this verse often. But the Bible doesn't stop here. Do you know what verse 19 says? And John, the Apostle John, who wrote this, says, and this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. You see, we celebrate Christmas not because Jesus came, but through Jesus, the truth is revealed. The truth is, we have sin. We need to do something about our sin. And the sad thing, of course, is the gospel has been preached for nearly 2,000 years, and yet the Bible says here that so many people still love their sin. They still want to live in darkness. The Bible further says in John chapter 8, verse 12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. An amazing thing that if you follow Jesus, you will always have the light of life. That you will learn to hate sin, you will learn to hate darkness, and you will learn to follow him wherever he sends you. This is an amazing promise that God has given us. And so we have this light. What else does it do to us? I wonder whether you have thought about this Christmas event and thought, what is the coming of Jesus going to do to me? What is the coming of Jesus going to change me? Is there something else that you think about? And the good thing is for us is that same Apostle John, the Apostle John who wrote about the coming of Jesus, the same Apostle John who talked about people loving darkness instead of following the light, is the same Apostle John that wrote us that passage we just read earlier just now, 1 John 2:7. You see, many years later, the Apostle John was just thinking about what does this light mean to us? How does it affect us as believers? How does it affect us as Christians? And he says this, I write to you a new command, yet it is an old one. It is something that we know from the very beginning of time. And so we should put into practice what he has told us. And the thing is this, he who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Many of us will say we love God. The songs today, many of them say about us loving God. And it's good to say that, right? But I guess the biggest test of love is in forgiveness. How many of us today coming to church still have people we don't like? People we don't forgive? Is it our family members, our relatives, our friends, maybe even our colleagues at work? We say we love God, but we do not find it easy to forgive. The biggest test this Christmas is about forgiveness. You see, for God so loved the world, he sent his one and only Son, so that he can forgive us our sins and restore him and restore us to righteousness. I've been asked to say a short message and I'll end here. But if there's an action point from today's message, is this. As we celebrate Christmas, as we think about the coming of Jesus, ask ourselves, can we forgive one more person today? Is there someone we need to make amends, to make restitution, so that the light of Christ will shine through us, that the light will shine brightly and not dimly? And if you can forgive one more person in your life today, and tomorrow, and the day after, you will not walk in darkness, but you will walk in the light. And the life of God will be in you. Let us pray. Our Father, for thousands of years, people have wondered what this true life light is. For those of us who believe the true light is about love, love coming to save the world, Jesus hanging on the cross. And his words were, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, Father. This is the light in action. This is the highest love that one can give, to learn to forgive their enemies. And Lord, you have forgiven our sins. You have forgiven us for all the things we've done. So Lord, let us now shine your light to forgive those who sin against us. Then our lives will be changed. Our lives will take on a new meaning. Not to hate, but to love. Not to despair, but to hope. Not to give up, but to trust in your everlasting presence. This Christmas we say, Emmanuel, God with us. And if God is with us, let your light shine through us. grant us your grace now, for we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
谢天赐传道与我们的分享，下面请听神的话语。路加福音二章二十八到三十二节，西面就用手接过他，称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光。”
Luke chapter 2, verse 28 to 32. Simeon took him into his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light of revelation to Gentiles and the glory to your people Israel."
请陆同用牧师为我们分享黑暗中的光。
Sermon of Pastor Lee Hendels preached today is the light throughout the darkness.
各位主内长辈弟兄姐妹平安，刚才就英文群众听了一点英文的道，现在中文群众听一点中文的道。我想点燃这个降临期的四根蜡烛，告诉你们，它个别代表耶稣是谁。降临期的第一根蜡烛代表耶稣基督，他是我们的盼望。Jesus is our hope。所以点燃这四根的蜡烛，都让我们去认识耶稣到底是谁。第二根蜡烛呢？让我们知道耶稣是爱 ，Jesus loves us。第三根的蜡烛呢，代表这个蜡烛还没有打开，代表耶稣是我们的喜乐 ，Our Lord Jesus, He brings the joys to us。So that's why we sing joy to the world. And 第四根的蜡烛代表耶稣基督带来和平。Our Lord Jesus bring peace among us, peace with God and peace with people. 我今天呢提早想要点燃，代表圣诞节时候才点的白色的蜡烛，代表什么呢？耶稣基督。他是光，他是世界的光。The white candle is represent Jesus is the light of the world. 我们怎么知道耶稣基督他是世界的光呢？我今天就只从西面来说一说啊，下一章。这个圣经里边说，耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，他说他很公义、很虔诚，然后说他素来盼望安慰者的来到。啊，素来的意思就是说，他一向以来、一直以来，他整个生命、他整个人生的目标。我不知道你的人生目标，但是他整个人生的目标就是等候安慰者的来到。这个安慰者是带来什么呢？安慰者带来的是救恩啊，所以经文里面提到说，我眼睛看见你的救恩。这安慰者带来的救恩，这救恩跟谁有关系呢？他说是跟万民预备的，跟万民有关系，是外邦人的光，跟外邦人有关。是以色列的荣耀，所以跟以色列人也有关系啊。这既然谈到光，那就表示说有黑暗啊。下一章，黑暗是什么呢？第一，在当时候黑暗 其中一个是指大希律王。如果你记得圣经里面说到希律王害怕有一个君王的降生，所以他探查清楚之后，他知道这个预言说王要生在伯利恒，他就把伯利恒城凡两岁以内的孩童都杀了，这个叫做宁可杀错不可放过啊，这个意思哈，凡两岁以内的婴孩都杀了，就是害怕这个预言的王啊要降生。第二，这个希律王的势力哈，如果你看这个地图哈，你看到那个耶稣预言降生在伯利恒城，伯利恒的旁边有一个叫希律堡，希律堡离这个伯利恒大概是6公里。然后是建在一个很高的高山上，这个希律王宫哈，高高在山上面，6公里哈，这个视野是看得到的。即使是晚上的月亮月光照在这个伯利恒城，都可以把城堡的影子投射在伯利恒。所以意思是说，其实那个时候是面对着不管是政治上的一种的势力和黑暗，或者甚至是罗马的繁荣、奢侈跟淫乱，这个是当时的黑暗。当时还有什么黑暗呢？圣经说，马拉基书之后到耶稣降生，几乎没有上帝的话预言，没有上帝的声音，没有特别的启示。所以这是另外一种的黑暗。如果大家记得阿摩斯书8章11节有说了一句话，他说人饥饿非因无饼，乃因不听神的话。这个时代干渴，生命觉得空虚啊，不是因为吃不饱，是因为没有上帝的话。所以当时候大概有400年的时间没有神特别启示，这也形成那个时代的一种的干渴和黑暗。还有黑暗是指什么呢？黑暗是指罪，我们成为罪的奴仆，从这个亚当夏娃开始犯罪，我们都面对罪的奴役，罪的捆绑。所以罗马书5章3节，我们一起来读吧。5章3节说什么呢？唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。所以当时候的黑暗就是罪是我们的黑暗。有一个人一个哲学家，他有一天做了一件很奇怪的事情，他就在这个马路上他堆了一些的这个泥土跟石头在马路的中间，然后他就拿了一个灯笼点燃了这个灯笼，然后就在这个石堆前面呢指挥着这个来往的车辆这个指挥这个动作好像是没有问题的这个既然有障碍以免车遇到这个意外。但是你知道吗？这个哲学家他在干什么呢？他那个是个白天，一个白天大家都看得到，但是他就点着一个灯笼点着光，然后在那边指挥，他在做一件大家看得到的事情。这个哲学家想要表达什么呢？这个哲学家想要表达，其实我们以为我们看得见，但是我们的生命是瞎的，生命是瞎的。所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这个时代呢，可能我们活在黑暗当中习惯了，已经不知道我们是活在空虚、瞎眼，或者是淫乱，或者是被罪奴役的生活里边。下一章，这次的疫情呢，让我们有一些的反省，有一些的领会跟一些的醒悟。比如说我们活在很不舒服的阴霾里，我想没有人喜欢 活在这个疫情当中，然后活在这个封城里边、隔离里边，啊，没有人喜欢，这就好像是一个阴霾，啊，我算了一个36% 在那边是什么意思呢？我就以两年的时间来说，这两年我们封城了多少次呢？262天，262天在两年里面就是36%。这36% 让我们觉得我们活在很不舒服的一个情况里边。其实我今天想说的就是，恐怕我们一直都活在36%。为什么呢？即使没疫情，我们一样活在你预防不到、想象不到的病痛里边，还有我们每天的生活常常都活在伤痛里边、伤害里边。人跟人、人跟神、跟家人、跟公司的同事、跟最好的朋友、跟教会的弟兄姐妹常有伤害，每天生活里边呢常有空虚，空虚到一个地步，有时候我们不知道自己要做什么，就算拿这个电视机的这个 remote control 一台一台按，没有一台是你想看的啊，有没有这样的情况里边不知道自己想做什么，空虚里边。还有呢，活在什么里边呢？活在圣经说罪的工价乃是死，时候且有审判，活在未来有一天要面对的结局、终局，我们都要面对死亡，跟死亡之后圣经说是有审判。那意思是什么呢？那意思是说，比如说你知道3个月之后自己身体不行了，你知道3个月之后，或者你知道2周之后你要跟家人分离了，你如果预先知道一些的事情和终局，那你现在的生活快乐不快乐？现在的人生恐怕不过是等候着一个圣经预言的一个结局。那意思是说，我们其实都活在，不只是疫情时间，我们一向来都活在阴霾里边，活在黑暗里边。所以耶稣基督为我们而来，做我们的救主，使我们与神和好，使我们得到他赦罪的恩典，使我们有将来永生的盼望。那如果耶稣没来会怎么样呢？我拿了这个是我太太每天灵修的，她很努力，她每天灵修2份材料，一份是我们教会的灵修材料，一份是这个。为什么我知道呢？因为我看到她每天的记号，有时候我经过，我在家里面太，我们就是这个疫情的时候啊，就太无聊，有时候啊我都，她会在另外一个房间有她的工作的房间啊，他的桌子，我都会偷偷去看一看。我看到他2份的材料都在领修啊，那么这个他材料里边呢是2月25号有一份的这个资料是这样子，他说有个牧师在圣诞节的早上在他书房，可能是准备要去崇拜了，圣诞节崇拜，他竟然睡着了。这牧师够累的哈，不知道为什么这个星期天早上会睡着，可能他在预备讲章预备累了吧，哈，啊，也可能他我跟你说，这个做牧者的预备讲章真头痛，真头痛啊。那个马拉基之后到耶稣降生400年都没神的话语，有时候我们都在一直在等神的话语啊，做牧者挺辛苦的。如果我要写一篇那个只是研究性文章，哎，那容易，把所有学者的资料整合一下就是一篇研究性的文章，那不难。但是讲到是要对自己讲，对人讲，对神讲的，那是里面它不是空洞话。这牧师可能真太累了睡着了， 睡梦里面他就到了一个世界，这个世界没有耶稣的世界，耶稣没有来的世界。在梦里边，他印象中他觉得今天是圣诞节，但是他怎么在这个梦的世界里面一看，没有了任何圣诞节的装饰蜡烛啊，没有圣诞节的卡片啊，没有圣诞节的圣诞树，他走来走去好像哎觉得什么东西不见了。好，这个时候突然有一个人按门铃啊，他便去打开一看，有一个人请这个牧师去他家，因为他母亲病得很严重，就是分分钟要离开了。他去到那个人的家，发现大家都在哭。他说：“没，我有话啊，安慰的话要与你们勉励。”啊，他就拿起圣经来，他想读圣经里边他熟悉的那个安慰的经文。他翻开圣经一看，找来找去找不到，因为圣经只有到马拉基书，没有了，任何跟耶稣的降生的事情都没有了，耶稣为我们生为我们死的应许没有了。他结果呢，他也只能跟着一堆的人一起失望的哭泣，因为他找不到安慰的话。两天之后，再一次的他站在这个家里边，但是是站在这个棺木的前面，他要主持一个葬礼。可是呢，他拿着圣经呢，他既然没有任何安慰的话，他只能找到旧约的一句话。旧约一句什么话呢？你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。就是人是怎么造的，神愿尘土造，死了就归于尘土，就没有任何其他的应许和安慰。他就嚎啕大哭了起来。这时候他突然被一阵的歌声惊醒了过来，为什么呢？他就住在教堂的隔壁，诗班开始预备唱歌，练习当天圣诞节的诗歌。啊，可能他听到的就是我们刚才一起唱的《普世欢腾》啊，足以降生。他就被这个歌声惊醒了过来。原来耶稣只是，原来他只是做了一个梦，耶稣基督有为我们而生。所以弟兄姐妹，今天耶稣基督已经为我们而生，我们就用啊这个 animation， 我们就用这段的经文一起来读一读。圣经记载耶稣为你我而生，我们一起来读。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向她梦中显现，说大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。